Welcome to the Tactical Security Podcast.
Welcome to Tactical Security, where we argue cybersecurity practices from a technical and a managerial standpoint. And we're going to give you really what you need to know about today's security tactics.
This is episode one of Tactical Security. And during this episode, we're going to be discussing the impetus behind creating this podcast and the value you hope to gain from it.
So I am Wolf, and by day I'm an advisory CISO.
I'm Dave. I work in cybersecurity professionally, but you may know of my work with Hack for Kids.
You all may also know that Dave and I have done a couple different podcasts, a couple different things together, and this is the latest iteration. Get together over some coffee, get together over some bread, and talk about what matters in security. And we really saw when we were thinking about what content was covered, that there's this gap, right? There's this gap that exists in terms of specific information about specific tactics that are working today.
Yeah, and Wolf and I, we tend to have nice, fun, personal conversations usually during the beginning in preparation for these podcasts. And this is actually, this podcast is a derivative of one of those conversations where we were talking about different tactics that security professionals, whether you're an analyst or whether you're in leadership or somewhere in between, even like independent consultant, because you're kind of doing both, ways that you, your customers, whomever you're working in that environment could become better and at security and improve your overall security posture, right? So, one of the ways of approaching that is, what are the individual tasks? What are the things that need to get done to keep the plumbing going, to keep, the alerts under control? We've talked about alert fatigue, and we've talked about just things that are approaches to keeping that going, right? Because it can kind of create some kind of a backlog if you don't keep up with it. But then there's other things, right? Like, the forward thinking approach, and what is involved with that. And you could do podcasts on both, but we decided to go more tactical and specific with cybersecurity, even though there will be elements of information security or InfoSec. But we just kind of wanted you folks to get an understanding of where we're coming from and why we want to create this podcast.
And so, Dave, one thing I have to ask you right off the bat, right? In my role, oftentimes it can be said a little bit dismissively, right? Like, hey, you're being too tactical right now. So what would you say to that? I mean, why do you think as security professionals, we do need to have tactics? We do need to be more tactical.
We do need to be more tactical. And actually, I think it's the context of that conversation. If somebody's coming to me and saying, you're being too tactical, it might be appropriate to be tactical. Again, it's kind of hard to answer without understanding the context of that question. But I would say tactics are just as important as strategy. They really kind of need to go together. And we'll discuss strategy in a bit more, but let's kind of hone in and zero in on tactics. What are tactics, right? What does it mean to have tactics? And people talk about like TTPs, right? Tactics, techniques, and procedures. So being tactical, at least for me, means that you're looking at what's in front of you and what needs to get done in that moment. And what might even be, in that moment could take you hours or days, right? You have an incident, you respond to the incident, and you have to respond tactically to stop the bleeding or the hemorrhaging, to get it under control, to figure out the source of infection, to go through and protect any other devices that might not have been compromised while containing the devices that are compromised. There's a lot of steps involved, and having, a team of people working on that could be many hours and maybe even days for some organizations to really understand what happened. And I view that as being tactical because you're just kind of looking at that one situation, the one thing that's in front of you that needs to get done. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I agree with that. And the other thing that came out when you were talking to me was something else we should cover is our perspective, right? When we're talking about TTPs, oftentimes what we're talking about is the red team TTPs, right? Is the adversary TTPs. We think about things like the MITRE attack framework, which lists out a whole bunch of tactics they take. And in this podcast, we may definitely surface some of those, but we are coming at it from the defensive side, from the blue team side, from the standpoint of what are the tactics that need to be, you know, put in place, understood, communicated, executed upon to go ahead and protect our organization. So I do think it's also important to call out. I mean, there's plenty of really good red team podcasts. This is very much a blue team podcast.
My only argument on that is I think that we're going to touch on some red team things. And the reason why is there will be organizations, and it's a part of their strategy, and I know I'm getting a little ahead of myself, to have red teams to test their blue teams. You know, we have a good friend who's done that. And I tell you, it makes a lot of sense when you kind of step back and you look at it from that higher level, looking down, like, what do we need to do to make sure our blue teams, one, know how to respond to a threat when they don't know it's a real or if it's a planted threat, right? They need to figure that out. Well, actually, they won't be able to figure that out because it's going to look just as real. And then you have like a weekly review to go over that. And kind of the red teams will be like, yep, you got that one, but there's some more out there. And the blue team's like, oh, okay, what do we got to do? Right. And at that point, they become tactical. So while we will talk a lot about blue team, I think that this is going to be a kind of a dark purple type podcast.
Just keep throwing colors at it. No, you know, that brings up a really good point and perhaps provides the connective tissue here. When, I'm sure we'll cover parts of this throughout future podcast episodes, but when doing those types of security exercises back in the day, what I would do is I would, you know, run the exercise, extract lessons learned, build things and whatnot. And those are all tactical events. I would look for indicators of compromise and configure those, and those are all tactical events. But, and I actually released this as a maturity model, but looking at security exercises as you get better, as you think about how to progress, as you compare one exercise to another, as you use those tactics in combination as a way to improve your defenses, improve your understanding of the adversary, again and again, month after month, quarter after quarter, year after year, what are you effectively doing? You're effectively strategically using a set of tactics to achieve an outcome. And I think that is the dividing line between strategy and tactics.
Your perspective on the adversary and using these different tactics, whether it's an IOC and threat intel and even CVEs or CVSS feeds, those tactics do lend itself to a greater strategy, right? So I agree with you there. I also, maybe in my point where I disagree with you, is tactics are not always blue team, red team activities, or faux attacks, so to speak. You know, using real vulnerabilities and real exploits, but it's a faux attack because there's no intent to really do harm. It's just, again, to strengthen the blue team. I think we see that a little bit differently. But maybe it might be a good time, because we keep both talking about strategy, maybe we can evolve into the concept of strategy, right? I think there's one other aspect that I might have overlooked, but when do we know? So before we get into strategy again, when do we know to be tactical? It's like, so for a security analyst or a leader, because leaders would have to be tactical at times too, right? When do we know to be more tactical and strategic? Because I think some folks still may or may not understand the difference and when to apply tactics versus strategy. And then we could probably get into what strategy is.
That's a really good question. So when do you know to be tactical? Well, effectively, if you think about it, it's a series of moves, right? If you think about it from a gameplay perspective, if you think about it from a martial arts perspective, what we're talking about is a series of moves that you make to achieve some objective, some outcome. And one of the things that I think we all could be better at in security is being better at those series of moves, understanding what those moves are. You know, if you think of like, I think about martial arts and forms, right? A kata, right? A kata is a series of, you know, several moves put together in an overall action that you perform at once. So think about that in that way. Each one of those moves, each one of those actions is a specific tactic. And so oftentimes in security, we know a little bit of this and a little bit of that. We know we need to, like, you know, update the firewall. We know maybe we need to block something in DNS, and we know. But to be really good and have a thorough understanding at any one tactic is an area that that often eludes many professionals, I believe.
I really like those examples, especially things like martial arts, right? Kata would be karate, right? I study Taekwondo, so I would call that a punse. But the tactics, like those series of moves, I think spot on identifies it. Whether you're doing swordplay, fencing, or you're trying to solve a problem at work that's related to security. For example, a series of moves could be a block and then followed with an attack, right? But the overall strategic move, the katas or the punse, is all of the combinations of those moves, whether you're acting offensively or defensively, in the complete kind of orchestration of those moves. And I think that, I think I hit a key word there, orchestration, because you don't want to make these moves haphazardly, right? You don't want to do a block when somebody's not attacking. You don't want to attack when you don't feel like, or when your opponent is not within reach. So that orchestration and that, considering that that's a part of your orchestration. I think we have enough of a foundation on tactics. Let's move into strategy, right? Let's talk about that. And I like your example of martial arts saying, like, okay, it's a series of moves. So for example, in cybersecurity, we would have a series of moves or motions to reach an overall strategy. And our strategy could be compliance. Our strategy could be zero breaches. Right? Our strategy could be zero downtime. What are those steps or series of moves involved to achieve that strategy or our plan of what we consider to be successful?
Well, before we even get to that, Dave, let me tell you what drives me nuts, if you don't mind.
I don't mind. Go for it.
Is those conversations where the topic is, well, this is too tactical, you're not being strategic, or the conversation of, that's a really good idea, that's very strategic, or the conversation of, that presentation and the way they framed that was really strategic. I think part of the problem that has led to a lot of confusion in our industry is people use strategy when they mean impressive, they use strategy when they mean polished, they use strategy when they mean someone higher up in the org chain. They use strategy when they mean something that's better or something that you need to aspire to. And they very rarely, I think in our field today, we've really lost the meaning of strategy. We tend to use it as a superlative, right? Oh, that's great. That's strategic. Is it? I don't know. maybe not.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. And I guess it doesn't bother me as much as it bothers you, but I have heard people use that term incorrectly at times, and it's fine. I mean, they need to understand it, and that's maybe why we're doing this podcast, right? So if they understand, or if they kind of take away from this that the strategy is really a series of moves and the tactics are the moves, can we actually be tactical and strategic simultaneously? Can they be used together?
Well, they absolutely have to be used together. I think fundamentally a strategy is something that pulls together existing elements, existing tactics, existing resources, right? A strategy is something that pulls together these existing elements and then applies them in a new way to a new problem. So a strategy can involve, and oftentimes does, multiple people or business units. It can involve, and oftentimes does, multiple tactics. A strategy should deliver multiple results. A strategy should be executed over a longer term. But without having good tactics underneath, and, you know, a good understanding of those foundations, yeah, I don't see a strategy being effective, right? I can't imagine, and maybe you can, a time where someone's had a really great, impressive big idea and a fantastic slide deck, and we're talking all the big words and using all the big thoughts and talking over a big picture over a big period of time, and then it got done without a good understanding of the basics and a good mastery of the fundamentals.
Yeah, I'm sure I can flip back through some old YouTube or TED Talks and videos and find something like that. Nothing really comes to mind right now. Hopefully you weren't fishing for one, but I totally see what you're saying. It's almost kind of like somebody having a slide deck that goes through all the issues and all the problems and then ends it without providing any kind of solution, right? To me, that's one of the worst presentations you can give.
Yeah, and how often have we been, and again, this is my own bias coming out. I sit in maybe too many of these. How often have we been in presentations, you're like, oh, yeah, this is marketer.
Yeah.
This is not necessarily a full-baked thing that we can execute on. This is great marketer.
Even in those cases, some of that might be strategic. Some of it might be tactical, and I think they might be overlapping them, and that's kind of where the presenter might have that challenge, which is what we're talking about, is kind of understanding and differentiating the two and when to use them appropriately. But I think maybe this audience gets it. I will give you credit. You pulled up a great quote, but I'm going to steal the spotlight and jump in front of it really quick and say the quote. This is from Sun Tzu. So I think this really kind of sums up a lot of what we're saying here, right? So listen up, folks. If there's one thing that you get from this podcast and you take away, here it is. It's from Sun Tzu. Strategy without tactics is the slowest route to victory. Tactics without strategy is the noise before defeat.
That's your mic drop moment right there, I think.
Boom! I know. It really is, and it's not my words, right? We give credit to Sun Tzu. And I think maybe we might be referencing more and more Sun Tzu because it's totally apropos.
No, but I think this hopefully provides the listeners an idea of what we're going to be covering. We're going to dig into specific tactics, specific tools. I'm not going to say tactics, tools, and procedures anymore because Dave's going to correct me. But it's those sort of things, going over these topics, delving into them, looking at it from different points of view, that oftentimes does lead to correction, does lead to improvement, does lead to new ideas. So I hope you guys will hang in there and give us feedback as to what you want to learn and where you want to go, and join us for a future episode.
Thanks for listening. This has been Tactical Security with Wolf and Dave. Stay tuned for our next episode where we're going to dig into some tactical tools and practices, like Wolf said. So stay healthy, everyone. Question truth and be better.